purpose, success, prosperity, personal, professional, and spiritual growth. Welcome to the Supercharge Your Life Show with Drs. Philip and Jane Mountrose.
So welcome, everyone. I'm your host, Jane Mountrose, and welcome to Supercharge Your Life. This podcast provides simple, timely keys and solutions for open-minded people with all kinds of dreams and goals, and people who face all kinds of challenges, which is a lot in these troubling times. So as mentioned, I'm Jane Mountrose, your host, and I'm here today with a special guest, Karen Scolanti, who I'll introduce in a moment. With 3 decades of experience in the fields of holistic life coaching and healing, my husband Philip and I are also published authors, trainers, coaches, and founding directors of IAHP, the International Association of Holistic Practitioners. IAHP is part of Awakenings Institute, a nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a more loving world where the unique gifts that each individual brings are honored and nurtured. With that as a goal, the ultimate goal, each Sunday on this show, we discuss a single spiritually focused strategy or key for supercharging your life. Each key is an area of focus that's important if you want to create a miraculously wonderful life. We hope you can join us each Sunday to start the week off right with something you can use to supercharge your life right away. And our promise is, if you take each of these strategies or keys to heart, your life can change in miraculous ways. This week, before I introduce Karen, I also want to share some exciting news for us. Starting today, we're broadcasting the show on the Enlightened World Network on Facebook, and highly recommend for those of you who are finding us in other places to check out the Enlightened World Network. You'll find a lot to explore there, just wonderful people, wonderful energy, and all kinds of areas of expertise. So this week, as I mentioned, I'm here with Karen Scolanti, as you can see. And Karen is a certified crystal healer, receiving her certification in January 2015 from the Hibiscus Moon Crystal Academy in Florida. She's had an interest in rocks, minerals, and crystals since she was very young. And over time, her interest blossomed into a holiday. This is like a holiday, I guess. A hobby that turned into her life's purpose. She's been active in the rock and mineral business with her son, Michael, and daughter, Kristen, since 2012 and has an Etsy shop called Twisted Caves Rocks. The way I came to know Karen personally was through our institute. She was one of our students and really wonderful graduates. She's certified in emotional freedom techniques, the EFT tapping, and holistic life coaching and healing. She also holds certification in Reiki and is an ordained minister at the Universal Life Church. Karen has many gifts.
I wear a lot of hats.
Right. She's also an intuitive and empath. She uses her many gifts and skills to choose and recommend the right crystal ally to help the body, mind, and spirit. Being knowledgeable about how crystals help the body's natural ability to heal itself, Karen enjoys imparting a deeper understanding of how crystals come to our aid. We'll be talking about that today. She's also experienced in chakra balancing and holds balancing sessions in her home studio. Karen lives in DeLand, Florida with her son, Michael, where they are the co-owners of Mama Gaia's Metaphysical and New Age Shop. She's taught classes in crystal knowledge privately, online classes, and group classes at Mama Gaia's. As you can see, she brings a lot, and I'm delighted to have this opportunity to present her strategy. So here it is, and this is going to be our topic: enlist the energetic power of stones in these challenging times. Stones, and specifically crystals. I think you specialize in crystals. There are many stones. Well, I want to welcome you, Karen. And to begin, can you share a bit more about yourself and your strategy or key, your key to supercharging your life?
I just want to thank you for that amazing introduction. I appreciate that. As far as like using this strategy to help crystals, you know, they have energy and they do affect us in many ways. And so when we hold on to crystals, and I would like to explain a little bit of the science behind this, because a lot of people don't realize that it's actually science and not all woo-woo right. stuff, you know? Right. So there's a physical principle called entrainment. And what that means is that when you take two specific or different vibrations, you can do this with a tuning fork, it's very, very easy. And you bring them together so their fields intersect, the lower one will always try to raise up to meet the higher one, always, without exception. So just to give an example, quartz crystal, and I know this number because I teach it, they vibrate at 32,762 megahertz. That's incredibly fast, because 1 megahertz is 1,000 cycles a second. So you can imagine 32,000. So our bodies measure between 62 and 70 megahertz on a good day.
On a bad day.
On a bad day, it goes down. So, you know, when we have a cold, our vibration goes down to 55. And then when we have a debilitating disease, we vibrate at about 40. And then when the body's ready to cross over, it vibrates at 20.
Wow. Interesting.
And when my dad passed about 8 years ago, the hospice nurse was running around saying, oh my God, his number's at a 20, he's at 20, he's going to, you know, he's going to pass soon. I had no idea what she meant until I took the crystal healing class and then realized what she was trying to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
So when we hold on to a crystal and we're vibrating at
here's one I love yep, beautiful. My favorite shape.
It is, yep, and selenite's one of my favorites too.
It just feels so good.
it really does. And selenite actually vibrates higher than quartz does.
Oh really?
So so when we hold
I'm really
on
enjoying
to
this
them,
yeah
oh I bet it's very calming. Yes, I know. When we hold on to crystals, our bodies entrain with them. So that means that when we hold on to them, the longer we hold on to them, the longer our bodies will entrain and stay at a higher level. And if you hold on to a crystal for say 20, 30 minutes and put it down, it doesn't stop automatically. You're still entraining with that energy. Mm-hmm. So that's why sometimes it's really good to wear them or keep them in your pocket. So yeah, so crystals actually have a scientific basis in healing, and it's not just all like this woo-woo stuff.
And I thank you for mentioning that, because it is, I think for us, it's really about bringing spirit fully into form. So in doing this, actually what we, the opportunity is to bring the blessings that these stones and crystals offer to us, to bring them into our, bring that energy into our reality, actually, which supercharges it.
Absolutely.
From what you're saying, and that, and it's a very simple way. And also for me, I'm kind of fun loving and it's just fun. I have this on my desk and I've been holding it every day. We have just crystals and all kinds of stones all over our house, just because I love them and they always make me feel good. So I'm not like you, a real expert in it, but I definitely feel the value in it. You can feel it if you have something like this. And by the way, these are available on eBay for $10, these selenite crystals.
That's a good price. Go get them.
Yeah, it is. I know. I feel like Home Shopping Network. And I know Karen also has many things to offer too, but it right away you can feel it. The minute you put it in your hand, you can feel the energy moving through your body, which is just really supportive.
It is.
And so I'm curious then, Karen, why you would say this strategy is particularly important now with what we're going through.
Well, a lot of people, you know, since the quarantine, I mean, it's hard not to be stressed and anxious. And since, you know, it's like, most people, when they have anxiety, it's because they don't really know what's happening, or they have no idea what the future's bringing, and they're afraid of the future. Right. They're afraid of things that haven't happened yet. And so we work ourselves up into this craziness where we get so stressed out that we can't think straight, because when we're stressed, our blood circulation goes to our extremities and not to the our core. So when we're stressed, we can't think straight. These crystals that I'm going to mention all help to lower stress and anxiety, and they also work on other parts of the, I'm going to talk about the chakra system a little bit and understand why they help in certain ways. So the vibration of the crystal is important, and also the color is really important, because color, as you know, it has a very high frequency. And so color is affects the body in a lot of ways. So let's say you can balance your chakra by wearing specific colors or eating specific fruits that have colors, like blueberries or strawberries, you know, things like that. And so all of this stuff affects the body. So one of the crystals, the first one that comes to mind for stress is lepidolite. And the reason why I chose that one first, and it's spelled L-E-P as in Peter, I-D, O-L-I-T-E, lepidolite.
Yeah, I'm glad you spelled it. Yeah. I wouldn't have gotten it.
No, I didn't either when I first saw it. So, right. But lepidolite has lithium in it. And lithium in pharmaceutical doses they give to people who are bipolar or borderline personalities to basically calm the brainwaves down to an alpha state. So when you hold on to a crystal that's very high in lithium, it has the same frequency as the lithium. So when you hold on to it, it's going to calm you down. It's going to reduce the stress because of the energy of the lithium. And so they really work. I remember one time, we were at a show and I got really, really stressed out. And I'm not going to tell you the story because it was about a crazy customer.
Yeah.
But I had some natural lapidolite chunks, and I grabbed them and I put one in each hand and I just sat there for 10 minutes. And then all of a sudden I just felt this calm wash over me. And I felt so much better because I wasn't agitated. It relaxed me, it calmed me down. So it really does work. So lepidolite is definitely one that if you're having issues with anxiety, that's the first one I would go to. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I do have several crystals, so I just want to show you what lepidolite looks like.
Okay.
These are two. I know it's kind of hard to tell, but they're purple.
This one here
is a little more purpley, and this one here is a little more white.
Mm-hmm.
But these are two variations of what the stone looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you go, and you can buy them natural, you can get them tumbled, you can buy them in jewelry. Like I make necklaces and bracelets.
Oh, that's a good idea, just mm-hmm. to wear that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I wear a lepidolite bracelet just to keep me even, you know, mm-hmm. throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
So it works really great.
Right.
Yep.
Thanks. That's great. Any other ones for stress, or would that be?
Oh yeah. No. Well, I mean, all crystals help us heal, but some do it better than others, like to do mm-hmm. things better than others.
Mm-hmm.
So another thing that I would use in conjunction with lepidolite is Apache tears. And Apache tears are mainly used for grief, but when we're going through things like this, and we're actually going through a loss because
we are. I mean, I was actually going to ask you for grief because I think a lot of this is a mourning process.
Yes, absolutely. And so the best one that I know of is Apache tears. Now, mm-hmm. Apache tears are a form of obsidian. I'll show you what the natural ones look like. They're kind of, you know, round and not smooth. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, they also have like white covering on them. That's your natural one.
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting about these is that they're translucent. So if you shine a light on them, you can see through them.
Oh.
So the legend of the Apache tear, the reason why it's so good for grief is it's actually a true story, but then there's a legend behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Apache Indian tribe was fighting the U.S. cavalry, and the cavalry cornered them on the edge of a cliff. And instead of surrendering, they jumped. And so the women were so upset that they cried for a long time, and they say that it was about a month. So the legend goes that the Great Spirit honored their tears by putting them inside the Apache tear. And there are sometimes, I have seen it several times, but you can sometimes hold up an Apache tier to light and see the shadow in the middle. So I have seen it probably about 6 times in my life, but they're there and it's pretty amazing. Mm. So the reason why they work so well is because it said that the women grieved for us. And so it helps to transmute that deep-seated grief, the one that comes from the gut, you know, the one that's internal that you sometimes can't even even speak about. Mm-hmm. So it's really good stuff. So I would definitely use Apache Tears.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, that I think that's so timely. And it was interesting when this first started to evolve, we created a spiritual first aid course. And the first thing I did is I created a coaching wheel with all the different things that are stressors right now. And the number of things I realized were, you know, there's the threat of illness or death, you know, the emotional turmoil, the financial, you know, uncertainty, the loss of freedom, it could be even a breach in faith, hope, and trust in the divine, because it's kind of like, how could this happen? There are so right. many things that we had to deal with. Any one of them is a stressor. And if for people who know anything about stress, the more stressors you have, it's like they compound themselves. It's not a level playing field. It's like it gets worse and worse. You know, you build a mountain yes. of these horrible things. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot for all of us to, you know, and here we are, most of us at home, and we're wanting not to go into a state of depression, obviously. And of course, that's one of the reasons we do what we're doing right now. So just dealing with grief is important. And I think it's important to do it with awareness.
Yes.
You know, it's easy to say, well, I can't deal with that right now, but we need to feel the sadness. We need to feel the emotions. We can use healing processes, but I think with grief also, there is just a period of, I guess, adjustment that goes with it. That what I found at least is that it does take a period of time. And a period of time of just facing it and really experiencing what we're going through.
Mm-hmm. And we, you know, everybody goes through the steps, you know, shock, anger, denial. I don't remember the name of it, bargaining, and then coming to terms with it. I might have left out a step.
Yeah, and we come to acceptance. And I really feel like I feel much more accepting now. You know, you can kind of feel how that you go through that process. And if people don't know the stages, you can easily look them up on the internet. There are 5 stages of grief.
Right.
So yeah.
Cool.
Commonly.
So there's a couple more crystals that I just want to mention. Now, rose quartz, of course, that's the heart healer. So we were talking about grief and, you know, because that goes along with a broken heart. You know, because we realize that, you know, things aren't what they seemed. And so, you know, there's probably a little bit of betrayal and that kind of stuff. So that has to do with the heart chakra. So rose quartz is another excellent one to carry with you going through this process. Okay. And then the other ones that I think are very helpful are the yellow chakra stones. And if you're familiar with the chakra system, of course, you have 7. Red is the root, orange is the sacral, yellow is the solar plexus, green and pink are the heart, blue is the throat. You have the third eye, which is indigo, and then the crown, which is ultraviolet, really. That's really the correct color, not clear. And so when you are going through this stuff, many people feel powerless.
Right. Yeah.
They can't do anything about what's going on.
And can't do anything, period.
Right. So that's true. So I find that the yellow stones, which are for the solar plexus chakra, are for personal power, self-esteem, sovereignty, creating boundaries, and that kind of stuff. And these crystals promote you feeling a little more in control of your life instead of feeling completely out of control. So these really help that building up of the feeling that you do have power and you are a powerful person.
Mm-hmm.
So those are also really important to have too. So three of the ones that come to mind are Mookite. And Mookite is
how do you spell that one?
Mookaite. And it only comes from Australia. It is a jasper. And I'll just show you a couple. This is Mookite.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is also Mookite. It comes in a lot of different colors, just about every color of the rainbow. Never seen green, but the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
So these are, I call them happy stones because they do. They're amazing. Here's another one. This is really pretty. So they lift your mood. They make you feel better. They take you out of the, they help to lift the black cloud over your head.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
sounds good.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
absolutely. And then you have yellow jasper. And then here's two pieces of yellow jasper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that one also works on the solar plexus. And then you have citrine. Now, just really quick, I want to talk about there's two kinds of citrine. There's your real citrine, and then there's your heat-treated citrine.
Mm.
So I just want to show you something real quick. This is what everybody thinks of as citrine. Okay. Looks like a
right. Point.
Okay. Now this is amethyst. Do you see the similarity in the shape?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This one, when you heat it, turns into this one. So what they do is they take any of the good ones. They take all of the ones that aren't that great and they take them and throw them in an oven, 600 degrees centigrade for several hours, and then it goes from purple to yellow.
Interesting.
But remember, right. So in fact, they start out their life being amethyst. However, the color is important because remember earlier I said that color is really important when it comes to crystals because of the vibration of the color.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I also want to show you a difference between a natural citrine.
That is very different.
So the natural ones look more like quartz crystals and the heat-treated ones look more like amethyst. Mm-hmm. So that's how you can tell. So anyway, I just wanted to
Is it better to have the natural ones then?
Well, it is more energetic to have the natural ones. I mean, because they're not heat treated or messed with in any way. But if you can't afford, the natural citrines are more expensive
mm-hmm.
because they're not as easy to find.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as it's yellow, you can still use it as a citrine.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it just won't be as good.
Right. That makes sense.
Like, yeah. It's like being a 10 or being a 9.
Right.
Yeah, it's not good. So.
Right. Yeah, that's wonderful. And I know this is kind of changing the topic a little bit. I know when we were setting up our computers in the house, we have crystals, and I have this really this one. I got it actually in an antique store years ago.
Oh, wow.
Crystal. And so I used this to send the energy away from the computer to send the electromagnetic energy actually out into the garage rather than toward me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was just curious what you had to say about that, because I know electromagnetic energy is also hard on us.
Yeah, it is a real problem. And, there's all this hype about how it doesn't harm us in any way. But I just bought a cell phone the other day, and in the instructions in the back, the safety stuff, it said you have
beware,
to keep
right?
your basically it said you have to keep your cell phone 0.39 inches the back of it away from your body, and the reason it gave is so that it doesn't overheat. Well, have you ever had a cell phone overheat on you? I've never had a cell phone.
No.
They're trying to tell you without telling you it's dangerous.
Right.
So everybody that puts their cell phone right up against their head, that that's not very safe. So
there
are several crystals that will protect you against electromagnetic radiation. One of them is black tourmaline. And then we also have smoky quartz. That works good too. And then we have and obsidian works also. But the best one is shungite. Now,
how do you spell that one?
S-H-U-N-G as in George, mm-hmm. I-T-E. It mm-hmm. only comes from Russia. But the deposit is like millions of square miles. So I don't think we're ever going to run out. Thank you. You know, but the thing is that these other crystals do help with electromagnetic radiation. But what happens with them is that they absorb the energy. They don't
necessarily, even if like this one that I have, it's a smoky quartz.
Right.
If I send it pointed away, wouldn't it send the energy away?
Yes, it would. But the thing is, you have to retune them like very often, because what happens is they get saturated with this EMF radiation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then what happens is then they send it back out more than what they took in. It kind of amplifies it. Mm-hmm. So you have to be really, really diligent about retuning your crystals. Now, a lot
of people... Put it out in the sun?
No. A lot of people do that. That's kind of the old way. Mm-hmm. All right. The thing that I find that works really good and that my crystals ask me to do is put them with a piece of selenite. So selenite will retune crystals in about 20 minutes. So you can take all your crystals, throw them in a bowl, and put a piece of selenite right in the middle, and then 20, 30 minutes later, they're happy again.
Oh, well, I happen to have one.
Oh, yes, you do.
Then do you have to do something for the selenite to
Selenite is such a high vibration stone that it just sends
takes
it back.
Care of itself.
Yeah. Now, one thing that shungite does that the other crystals don't do is that shungite has something in it called, let me back up a little bit. Shungite is basically a carbon mineral. It's an inorganic carbon mineral, but it has something called fullerenes. And if you're familiar with who Buckminster Fuller is, mm-hmm. he's the guy that created the geodesic dome. The reason why they call them fullerenes is because they look just like geodesic domes. They're like hollow soccer balls.
What they do,
I know, right? In fact, let me see if I can find a picture real quick here, because I have my shungite book. Probably I can't find it right away, but oh, wait a minute.
Wow.
So that's what they look like. There's a couple different kinds, but what happened is that the big pharma couldn't replicate the fullerenes, so they basically left Russia to fend for themselves and do their own tests. So they came out with this book called Shungite. It was written by Regina Martino, and she is a geobiologist. And what that means is that she studies the effects of the Earth's substances on humans. So for 20 years, she studied shungite with the Russians. And what they found is that shungite actually transmutes the EMF radiation to something the body can assimilate. It actually changes the structure of the EMF radiation.
So you don't have to actually point it away or anything. It's just
Right. Now, of course, you want to retune it every once in a while because, you know, they work really hard and you want to keep them happy. So, you know, you want to do it once in a while, but not like you have to do with tourmaline or obsidian or anything like that. Because if you don't do it at least once a week, it's more dangerous to wear a piece without tuning it than it is to wear one, you know. So what they found was, are you familiar with Kirlian photography, Jane? Do you know what that is?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
It's when they take a picture of your aura.
Right.
Okay. So what they did was they took pictures of hundreds of people's auras, and then they made like a something that, you know, you could say, okay, well, this is, they made a picture of the aura and they said, okay, this is an average of all these hundreds of people. And then what they did was they went in and they gave a person, hold a cell phone for 10 minutes. And then they took the Krillian photography again. And what they found is that all of the chakras shrunk except for the third eye, which went way out there. I mean, it just over, way overstimulated. So, so, you know, most of the time people, when they're at nighttime and they lie down, what do? They grab their cell phone because they can't sleep. The reason why they can't sleep is because their third eye is overstimulated and it's keeping them from going to sleep. So I always recommend to try to say, look, and at least give your body 30 minutes to chill out before you go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you won't have to take sleeping pills or anything that, you know, artificially will, you know, make you sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's really the electromagnetic radiation that's stimulating.
Yeah, that's good to know. Well, thanks. Yeah, a lot of good information. This is really great. So I know you know, I wanted to bring up one of my favorite things, pendulums.
Yay, me too.
And this is one of my favorites. This is a Labradorite heart, of course, heart. I'm into hearts. So you hold the heart, and then this is a clear quartz crystal. And the person actually who made this one, she would customize them for people. So she would select stones that would actually resonate with the person, and it would make it easier to use the pendulum. And I think if you don't know how to use them, they're just really amazing what you can do with them.
They are.
So I'm curious if you'd like to talk a little bit about that and how you might customize for people if they're interested in that kind of thing.
Okay. Well, basically a pendulum is a long thing. a pendulum could be a string and a nail.
Right. Yeah.
It just has to be able to dangle.
Right. Okay. Some of them dangle better than others.
That's true. Like this one's one of my favorites. This is a rose quartz. And the reason why I like to use rose quartz is because it connects with the heart and that's where the soul is.
Right.
Now, with pendulums are basically, they're muscle testing. It's a form of muscle testing. And a lot of people don't realize that they think that some entity is moving their pendulum and, you know, they're asking questions and their spirit guides are giving them the answer. But really what you do when you use a pendulum is you're connecting to your higher self and you're asking questions, and you're not asking should questions, because, you know, the powers that be know that you have free will as a human being. So if you ask, well, should I do this? Or should I do that? They're going to go, well, I don't know. What do you want?
Right.
You know? So you have to ask a question as is this in my best interest? Or which would be for my greatest good?
Right.
Or, you know, something like that, so that you will get the best answer for you. Now, remember, if you don't want to get the answer, don't ask the question. So if you have, let's say, a couple of choices, you have two job offers. And I want to talk about, because I use this. This is a pendulum board because this gives me comprehensive answers.
Right, you can do all kinds of stuff.
Oh, yeah, you can. It's not a Ouija board. Get it out of your head, okay? Because I would never, ever do that with anybody, okay? I'm going to connect on my own. To my own higher self, and that's the end of that. So this board just allows you to have comprehensive answers. Okay. So let's say you have two job offers, and you're not really sure which one is going to be the best one for you. So what I would do is I would assign a letter, a first letter for each one. And then I would hold my pendulum over the board and say, okay, which one's for my greatest good? And then it'll move. Now you have to make sure that you're connected to your soul or your higher self or God conscious or Jesus conscious or however you say it. It's
truth in your heart.
Right. Truth in your heart. It's all the same. So when you connect to that, you're going to get the right answers. Okay, if you don't connect to that, what's going to happen is your ego is going to get in the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's going to pick something that you may really not benefit from.
Yeah. Or you might, if you're coming from a place like where you have a bias and you're not going to get an accurate response either.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah. Another thing I just want to mention,
sure.
I like to do, and I use it actually for evaluating whether different foods are good for me, and I spin it. So it's kind of like, how good is the energy in this selenite crystal? And it's spinning pretty fast.
Oh, yeah.
I use it every day when I'm having my breakfast. Well, should I have wheatgrass this morning? Because I make a shake, so I put all these different things in. What about, would this be good for me today? And it's different every day. Or just trying to select which supplements to take.
Right.
Well, I use it, and of course, I use it in our work too, to select, you know, sometimes what would be the most appropriate direction to go with a client. I might use a pendulum to decide that. And mm-hmm. They're very handy. You can use them. I've got pendulums all over the house in every room.
Wow. I have all mine here. I have about 8 different pendulums. I made most of them, but I use different stones for different things, but mostly lately I've been using my rose quartz.
Right.
But I do want to say about
that sounds good. I might get one.
You should try, Jane. Yeah. I think you might enjoy using.
Yeah, I probably would like
a rose quartz pendulum. Yeah. One of the things that I want to talk about though about pendulums is how to use it during these kind of time. And a lot of people, you know, they may not believe in tarot cards or oracle cards or anything like that, but when you connect to your higher self and you're doing this as a muscle testing, what's happening is your body bypasses your ego or your conscious brain and goes right to your soul. And so what happens is you're getting answers that are appropriate for you and that are heart-centered. So if you're worried about something or you're concerned about, you know, something, you can use your pendulum to ask questions so that you can feel better about things, you know, because the hardest part is not knowing. Right. You know,
yeah,
I want to know everything. I want to know it now. Are we going to do this? Blah 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 blah. So the thing is that if using a pendulum can help with the unresolved fears or the anxiety or, you know, something like that. So we can use the pendulum to help us to feel better. Answers that you may not be able to figure out on your own.
Right, right.
And then
that makes sense.
Yeah. And like, you don't necessarily have to use one of these. You could make your own. You could just make a 26 pie chart and write the letters on them and do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't necessarily have to get this fancy one that I saw at my shop, you know.
Right. Yeah. Or just, I have, you know, if you have a list of something, I just go through the list and, you know, I have it point to the right one. It's very,
yep, that works too.
You can be creative with them. They have personalities too, I think.
Yes.
You know, I get, because there are certain things that my pendulum does that are also a little expressive, and I kind of have gotten to know what it's saying.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get them, you might get more than you actually expect. It's more than just a yes, no answer a lot of times.
This is true.
And I get signs like, well, yes, this is the right thing for you now, or this is the thing to do, or I just get more than a simple yes or no.
And those crystals can be very chatty. Oh my goodness.
Right. Yeah, that's so fascinating. I know you mentioned when we were talking earlier that you have people calling you almost, you know, just about every day wanting custom orders. And I'm just curious what people are looking for mostly right now.
Well, things to feel better.
Right.
Looking for things to help with stress. And we at the shop, we sold CBD products. So I have some leftover. I make creams and that kind of stuff. So CBD really does help. Mm-hmm. Also, people are buying a lot of crystals. They are asking for 5, 6, 7, 8 different kinds at a time, you know, to help. And there are a lot of them are buying crystals for other people, family members. Mm-hmm.
That's a nice thing too.
Yeah. So they're buying things like the lapidolite and the obsidian. Oh, and shoot, I wanted to mention really quick about empath protection.
Do you mind? Oh, right. Yeah, that? You mentioned that. Go ahead.
Okay. So a lot of people are energetically sensitive, which is another way of saying empath. And so we're like,
in other words, they pick up energy from other people and places. In other words, right. Yeah, just if people didn't quite get what that is.
Yeah, they're like little beacons, little homing pigeons. You know, they're like FM radio dials. And
yeah,
I know, me too. And sometimes it can be really overwhelming, especially when you go out mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you feel this feeling and you're like, where did that come from? Oh my right. God, it can't be me. You know, it can't be me because I'm fine, you know? Right. So one time these two ladies walked into my shop and I started feeling really weird. I'm angry and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And that was fine before they walked in. I looked at them and said, okay, so I'm empathic. So who's the one that's having the anger issue? I just kicked my boyfriend to the curb. I was like, oh, no wonder, you know? So in order to protect yourself, you really do need to use black crystals because those are the ones that are going to help ground you and protect you from all this craziness that's bombarding you every day. Mm-hmm. So the best crystals that I found are black obsidian. I think that's the best one. You can also use smoky quartz and black tourmaline. But the reason why I think obsidian is the best one is because, see, obsidian is a volcanic glass. And so it doesn't have a crystal structure like quartz or any of the other, quote, crystals that we know of. It's mm-hmm. kind of like a renegade. And so it's really strong. And what it does is it sends negativity, negativity is a relative term. It's how you perceive it. But anything that feels icky or you don't like, it sends it right back to where it came from.
Yeah. Kind of yep. feels good just thinking about
yes,
it.
Yes, exactly. Yep. Yeah. So it's like, here, take that. I got you, buddy. You know? So it's really important if you feel that you're energetically sensitive. I don't want to use the word empath too much because that's more of a label than this is more of a category. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're energetically sensitive, which a lot of people are, then it's better to carry with you the biggest piece that you can fit in your pocket. Okay. Now there are several kinds of obsidian. The black one is strongest, but it also can make you too grounded. So it actually brings your, you know, closes your energy down and makes you feel tired and grumpy. So you have to be really careful when you're wearing black obsidian. If you start feeling that way, take it off. And then in 15, 20 minutes, you're feeling better. You know what it was. If it's not, then it's something else. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't the obsidian. So the other thing is that you can use silver sheen obsidian, rainbow obsidian, gold sheen obsidian, any of the other ones that are not as crazy powerful as the black obsidian, but will still do the trick and it'll do a lot more gentle. Because obsidian does is it hits you over the head with a 2x4 and says, hey!
Right. I'm pretty sensitive to energy, so I might do better with the rainbow colors.
Probably. And then the
I
other
like rainbow kinda, anyhow.
They tap you on the shoulder and go, you know, you really right. need to look at this. So if you're not ready for the black, I would suggest going with the other kinds right. to yeah, work yourself into it.
Right.
Yeah. And it's also a really good protection stone for the home.
Oh, good. Good to know.
Yeah.
Well, this has been very interesting and insightful. I think that we've gotten some good tips that people can use. And another interesting thing I think about when you think of stones is that if you want to bring a quality into your life, just like bringing it into physicality is a good thing. Mm-hmm. That's another thing just for me. And I know we do that in our work when people make changes. A lot of times we'll suggest, well, it would be nice if you could get something. Like if someone's opening to love, maybe they would get a rose quartz, yep. You know, and carry it, and it is energetically supportive. And then it also is a reminder, a conscious reminder that, oh, I want to open to the love in my heart more. Yep. You know, whatever it is that a person is wanting, there, you know, it has dual, I think, benefits. So, yeah, well, here's another. This is another really beautiful thing.
I was just
going to
say
that
that's so pretty.
Isn't it sweet?
Yeah, that really is.
It has rainbow colors in it. You can kind of see them sparkling.
I think, yeah, I see some of them.
Yeah, so pretty.
I was just going to say something that went.
Sorry.
No, it's all right. If I'm supposed to say it, it'll come back.
right. So before we close, do you have any more things you'd like to share? Any success stories or people, anything, just anything you'd want to mention?
Well, in the beginning, you mentioned that we own a metaphysical shop. Right. We did it until a month ago.
Yeah, for an obvious reason.
Yeah, we had to close because where we're located, it's all foot traffic. And it's downtown. So we just couldn't justify spending, you know, the thousands plus a month just to keep the doors open.
Right.
So
well,
I've been telling,
you can't keep the doors open anyhow.
Well, yeah, because you have no business, you know. But right. But the thing is that my customers call me anyway because they want to order, and anybody could do this if you wish. I can send you pictures and, you know, do things through PayPal or on the phone so I can ship it to you. Or if you live in the community, I can just put the box outside and you can pick it up and we're all happy. And, you know, and our website's going to be ready in about 2 weeks. And that is Mama Gaia's with an S online.com.
Wonderful. Yeah. And I think, You mentioned you have Mama Gaia's Mystique Boutique on Facebook. Is that a page that's there now?
Oh, yeah.
Where people could maybe connect with you too there?
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Yeah, wonderful. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think, well, there's so many possibilities here. It's really exciting. I look forward to exploring some of these myself.
Great.
So thank you so much, Karen. This has been a delight and a wonderful, just wonderful to connect again.
Yes, absolutely, Jane. Yeah. It was my pleasure and I really enjoyed today. It was great. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh, you're certainly welcome. So as kind of in conclusion, remember the keys that we share on this show, the ultimate goal, as we've suggested, is to make them part of your life. And as you add more of the simple keys that we have one every week, we're here at the same time, same place every Sunday, which is 4:30 p.m. Pacific, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. We have a new one every week. We actually have a really exciting one set up for next week, too. So we hope that you can join us because these things can really change your life in miraculous ways. I think just from what I heard today, I have some ideas of things that I would like to incorporate, so I'm really grateful. Also, if you want to know more about Awakenings Institute and our courses, books, and other offerings, we have an extensive website, the main page at gettingthrough.org, which is getting.thru.org/holistic. And of course, I'm also on Facebook, and Karen is, she has a personal personal account too, maybe with,
I do.
Accept more friends. We also want you to know that we value your support. And I think that probably it includes Karen and me and all the people like us who work to help to change the world. In Awakenings Institute's case, the tuitions for our courses and other purchases support our our mission of helping to create a more loving world. And if you can share the message of love with those around you also, together, I think we can change the world. And obviously right now, this is something you can do in your home. You can be vibrating love, and it's going to go out into your community. These things do make a difference. And if you also have a rose quartz crystal, that might help you. So thanks again, Karen. And for those who are here, have a wonderful week. We'll be with you soon. So bye-bye.